There is a name for it. It comes from the Greek. Taphophilia is the love of cemeteries and graveyards. For some of us, cemeteries are remarkable places filled with history, photographic, and artwork opportunities. A cemetery is also a wonderful place to meditate on or ponder the mystery that is death. For others, it is a great place to enjoy nature and the serene and eternal beauty of silence. So there is nothing morbid or unnatural about taphophiles, and that we learn from the study Cemetery Art and Symbolism in North America by Deborah Goodrich, in which she helps us learn to read the images on tombstones and the meanings of the inscriptions and various styles of the monuments. Not only has Julie Esty written books about cemeteries, a series titled Stories in Stone, but she believes we should learn to read not just the images, but the cemeteries themselves in all their facets as a history book, a book about our culture and times, not just who we were, but who we are. Julie Esty is founder of the Dearly Departed Players and producer, director, and creator of the annual Dunmore Cemetery Tour held each October in Dunmore, Pennsylvania. This year's tours will be held October 7th and 14th, and admission is free. Julie Esty, and actor Wendy Belaski, a member of the Dearly Departed Players, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the cemetery tour and the Dearly Departed Players.
The Dearly Departed Players is a group of 14 or 15 individuals from the Lackawanna Valley. We range in age from early 20s to almost 80. And we spend a good deal of time in the Dunmore Cemetery portraying people from the past. And the first two Sundays of October every year, we're in the cemetery and we're telling awesome stories. And a lot of people come to see this tour. It's a wonderful walk through history on a hopefully glorious autumn afternoon.
And the thing that is distinctive about this particular tour is that you, Julie, have been following this particular plot of land and these wonderful people and learning more and more because you're doing a lot of research on the people who are there in the cemetery and learning things about them that are more than just born, died, but who they were as three-dimensional human beings.
Yes, it's about the dash. In fact, one of our talks on the tour this year is about the dash. When you look at tombstones, there's a starting point, then there's the dash, and then there's the ending point. So what people who come on this tour are going to get is something that happened in the dash. It's all about the dash and how you live your life for all of us. You know, what you do, how you live your life. So we take moments from that dash and we bring them back. And some moments are sad, some moments are happy. They're all different moments. They're not your most famous person in the world. A lot of times it's people that no one has ever heard of because their dash is just as important as your dash and your dash. It's the average person that made this valley too, not just the rich and famous.
You were drawn there, though, not knowing that you were going to do a tour, right? You've been just curious about people and such stories most of your life, right?
I've been in the Dunmore Cemetery most of my life. I started out being in there, going through the cemetery to get into the football games. There used to be a way 35 years ago or 40 years ago, or maybe it's even more than that, before I graduated in 1978, there used to be a way to get through to get into the football games. So we would sneak in and then you wouldn't have to pay an admission because if you didn't pay the admission, then you had money for cigarettes because I think cigarettes were 75 cents a pack back then. So that's how I ended up in the cemetery. Then I ended up photographing it extensively. And then I started to do the historical interpreting thing and I was out there doing tours alone and then it branched out. So it has been a lifelong thing. My daughter was raised in that cemetery. Nelson Wood, who's an original cast member, his children were also raised pretty much in that cemetery. So it is. It's years and years of research, of being out there and being with this wonderful group of people who have gone to the other side.
We watch out for each other. And the thing is, we're from totally different backgrounds. We have people in healthcare. We have an IT guy. We have
theater folks. Carl speaks six languages and translates stuff on the phones. All of us do something different.
And often, Julie, you find a way to bring the tour under an umbrella of a theme. You sometimes take on people who left this world as a result of accidents or something like that. How do we find the tour unfolding this year?
I did not title it, but as far as themes go, there's really, I think, maybe two of them. One of them is that everything here has happened before. We're just different players in the game. Because if you look at the talks and you listen to the talks, you can see that it's all happened. People crossing railroad tracks when they shouldn't cross railroad tracks and having their cars get smashed. Very common back in the day here. It still happens in other parts of the country. You've got one woman talking about how she accidentally poisoned her son when he was ill. Well, it came from possibly picking up a germ on maybe through the sewer lines or the water lines or coming in contact with someone. But it could have come from a germ that he got from vegetables. We've just had that. Terrorism is not something that is new. You might not think it happened 100 years ago, but it did. And our terrorism has just evolved. And we have warnings. The other thing is it's warnings. Mm-hmm. Or I would like to think of them as life lessons. Like we have three gentlemen who were electrocuted all at once. They're out there and they're going to tell you what you need to know about if a storm comes along. We've got another woman who dies doing her housework. Housework, I bet you, takes out a lot of people a year. We need to stop doing that.
I'm for that.
Yeah, we just need to stop doing that. There are warnings on this tour. Warning sounds ominous. So maybe life's lessons is a better way to phrase it. So we've got the two themes going there with it's all happened before.
Also about things that repeat, characters sometimes repeat. You've had people whom you've introduced us to in the past on the tours, and because the audience has particularly responded to them or because they have more than one story to tell, you've brought people back. Anything like that this time?
This year, Wendy's character mm-hmm. is coming back. The only other one that's coming back is the gentleman who spoke about terrorism. Because in the time that we did the terrorism talk 2 years ago, it has evolved again. Like now, automobiles are used as weapons against people. And it's not just here. It's in other countries. Unfortunately, you know, I have to say it, it's gotten to a point where school shootings are happening every week. That's a form of terrorism. So the terrorism talk is coming back. And then Wendy has a talk.
The woman I'm portraying is, her husband was a postman. And we talk about how the Postal Service, things have evolved there too. We now have UPS, we have FedEx, and the Postal Service is not doing very well. And we now have these lovely cell phones that supposedly make us communicate faster and better. But the thing is, we don't have things to hold in our hand anymore, like pieces of paper. Like I have letters from my grandmother that I can see her signature. I can see what she wrote me about a trip she took and different things like that. And it's talking basically about communication. And is today's communication any better than the old communication? But I still like letter writing. I don't do as much as I used to, but because of this character, I've actually started writing letters again.
We've got a very wide variety of mm-hmm. stories going on this year, and all of them, except for those two, are new.
When you both got here, Lisa Mazzarella said to you, Wendy, "Oh, your hair has gotten so long." And you, Wendy, replied that Julie made you do it.
Julie made me do it because the hairstyles that are required for the early 1900s or the late 1800s, you need to be able to make a French braid or a bun, and I'm not a good hair person, so I grew my hair because I'm not good with a wig.
Folks will come out and they will see us in costume, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you that all of those costumes are historically accurate or whatever, because we are doing a form of theater and we are out in the cemetery changing clothes behind mausoleums. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's dirty, it's muddy. I mean, you can't take the top of the line costume and put it out there. But we are going for a good appearance. My mother always used to say that on tour days we look like bright, shiny pennies out there. And it's nice when people are going through. They're looking and they're photographing. And it's just, it's nice to bring the cemetery to life for 2 days a year. It's like a little city.
And we take on their persona. It's nice. When she first gives us our parts, we're like, read it through. Okay, blah, blah, blah. But after you've read it through so many times and you're practicing, you almost feel like you are the person. You've got an idea of where they're coming from, what they want, and you just become them, at least for 5 minutes while you're giving your speech. And I always hope that I do a good job and do them justice.
The one gentleman on the tour that I really enjoy, the one talk, we've got some younger folks with us this year. We have Dana, Kevin, and Adam. And Kevin and Adam are portraying a miner. And when I leave this valley, I sometimes hear negative things, that we're just a bunch of coal miners here. Well, you know what? They're the bravest bunch that you're going to meet. Not only are they the bravest bunch, but so are their wives. Do you think it was easy living here? And what we have is Adam and Kevin are portraying a gentleman who was killed in a mining accident with 12 other gentlemen. And the interesting thing about that is the way they died, it actually happened at the same mine 40 or 50 years prior. So again, we get back to that whole theme where everything has happened before. But that's what this particular miner says. You know, we're just a bunch of coal miners. Well, you're damn right. You know, it doesn't get any better than what you've got here.
When we come to the cemetery, you sometimes have a series of people who are artists or people who have been collectors of memorabilia and so forth to get us in the spirit of the day. Do you have something like that this time around?
Yes, we are going to be joined. The Carbondale Historical Society is going to have a stand set up so folks can see some things from Robert Powell, the wonderful Robert Powell, and the Carbondale Historical Society on the 14th. The Greater Pittston Historical Society will be there with an exhibit. The Rotary is going to be there. Scranton Reads. Scranton Reads is reading a wonderful book this year, and we have devoted a whole scene to Scranton Reads. And I won't tell you what the book is, but I am so excited about what they chose this year. So, of course, like, we love promoting Scranton Reads, and people need to watch for that scene. We're also going to have the wonderful gentlemen from East Coast Paracon. And they are great. They've joined us before. In fact, we've got special rules for them this year. So it's nice to have them. And it's just really nice to see that crowd. Oh, and the Sons of Union Veterans with the GAR Museum. They'll also be out there too. So people can join in with them and see what's up before the tour gets rolling.
And also, too, we have Scranton Films. And they're going to have drones while we're doing the tour. They're going to hopefully do a live feed.
Yeah. Scranton Films has been with us since the beginning. They're a wonderful group of young filmmakers. They contacted us. They have been following our little journey in the cemetery. They have made really cool little commercials for us. We're just having a great time. I mean, Scranton Films, I mean, people need to check them out on Facebook. They're really cool.
It's interesting. They did an overhead shot of the cemetery going over the trees. And we're like, I didn't realize there were that many trees out
there. I've never seen the top to the receiving vault. I know the place like the back of my hand, but it was a vantage point I've never seen before. I didn't realize that we had so many trees out there. It's just absolutely beautiful. So if they come out and the leaves have changed and we get drone footage of this, it's going to be glorious.
Now, one of the things that has been so gratifying is the fact that the attendance has grown. And if people could see, if we were on TV, people would see, Julie, you're holding your head.
I don't know how it happened. The Facebook shares have just exploded on the event. They've been calling me for weeks now. They're looking for hotels. They want to know where they're parking. It's astounding to find out that people are coming from all over the country. It's astounding for us to find out that people found out about us from people in a diner in North Carolina, that somebody down south was talking about it, and then people hear about it, and they're coming up here to see it. We can't even imagine. We're over the two Sundays, we're seeing upwards of 1,500 people if the weather is good. And it's great because everybody gets along. Everybody walks through. Everybody has a great time. You know, we have a sound system. Right now, we have the top-of-the-line system.
You can hear us.
We're pushing it in an 1890s baby carriage this year. The whole wicker deal, that's what we have. Because it's difficult to get a sound system like that through the cemetery.
For the size of the crowd, we are also having Feed a Friend. We're supporting them. And if everyone could bring a canned good or a non-perishable, we will have those special containers at the gate.
We did it last year. It was amazing to see people coming through with all that food. Very successful.
Because it is free.
It is free.
Admission is free, but if you've got a canned good or something that Feed a Friend can use, please help fill those food pantries with us.
We also say if you don't like the tour, double your money back.
And Julie, we want you to tell us a little bit about your writing and your photography, because those laid the groundwork and the foundation for these tours.
Stories in Stone, the first book I did, was out of print for about 3 years. I just got that reprinted. So if folks are looking for that, because a lot of them were looking for the original, I will have that. I am working on two projects right now for print. But of course, when you're constantly writing another tour and you've got a deadline on that tour, it does get difficult to keep that going, but we'll get there. I do have a photography exhibit at Scranton's Bar Pazzo restaurant for First Friday, October. And that is cemetery photography. It's called Grave Images. And I'm pretty excited about it because years and years ago, I used to photograph. And that was in the days of film. And I had my own darkroom and I photographed a lot of the cemetery. And then I got married and had my beautiful Megan and life went on and I got busy and nobody used film anymore. Now all of a sudden we've got digital cameras and I don't know what I'm doing with a digital camera, but I started trying to get back at it with a broken Nikon point and shoot. And I now have a cemetery photography showing at Bar Pazzo restaurant First Friday, October. So I would love for people to come and see some really cool images of different cemeteries, not just Dunmore. I've incorporated a lot of cemeteries.
And aren't they even having a funeral brunch for you?
I'm hearing that it's possible that they might be having a funeral brunch the day of the second tour. We're working on firming things up. That would be really cool if people who went to the restaurant had a choice, an option. Because, you know, there were certain foods that people served for
ham, scalloped potatoes.
Yeah, green beans, cake.
The other thing is that in doing what you've been doing over these years, you've been raising the consciousness of people about the importance of maintaining cemeteries and as places in our communities not to be afraid of. But there's so much to learn from a cemetery and they should be preserved.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They're open-air museums. I mean, Wendy remembers the day when you used to go. We would go all the time when we were kids.
Yes. Memorial Day, my grandparents, we'd go and clear off the graves, and we'd take a picnic lunch, and we went to Dunmore, and we also went to Forest Hill and Hickory Grove. And we'd have our picnic lunch, we'd clear off the graves, and we'd learn about the ones who'd gone before. And that's how we learned. That's how I learned my family history.
They are open-air museums. Cemeteries can be community-friendly. They are community-friendly places. It's a museum. It's science. It's nature. It's history.
And nothing in the cemetery is by chance.
No.
Everything, all the trees have a specific meaning, like oak for long life.
The pine designs trees, on the stones.
Pine trees for eternal life because it's always green. All different things. Everything is there for a reason.
People need to learn to read cemeteries like a book. Because that's what it is. All those pages. It's just pages and pages of stories. And then you've got chapters on your artwork and your science and your nature. And that's what it is. And they're surrounded by gates and they're wonderful, wonderful places for the community. And we love seeing the community roll through that gate the first two Sundays in October.
Julie Esty, founder of the Dearly Departed Players and producer, director, and creator of the annual Dunmore Cemetery Tours, and actor Wendy Belaski, a member of the Dearly Departed Players, speaking with us about the Dunmore Cemetery Tour this year, October 7th and 14th, those are two Sundays, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The Dunmore Cemetery is located at 400 Church Street, and admission is free, though they would love if you would take a food item for Feed a Friend. You can find them on Facebook at the Dearly Departed Players, and it's the annual Dunmore Cemetery Tour, October 7th and 14th at 2 in the afternoon, 400 Church Street in Dunmore. Admission is free, and for more information, you can find them on Facebook. In addition, we heard about the exhibition of Julie Estes' photographs titled Grave Images at Bar Pazzo in Scranton, 131 North Washington Avenue, and that's first Friday in October, October 5th. The Dearly Departed Players presenting the annual Dunmore Cemetery Tour, October 7th and 14th at 2 o'clock each weekend. Admission is free. Find them on Facebook, and it's the Dearly Departed Players.